This is a time of year when a lot of people travel by air. If they're smart consumers, they know that they should buy their tickets well in advance and that they should shop around for the best fare. But a report issued today by the Public Interest Research Group says getting a cheap seat on an airplane is a lot more complicated than it seems. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on what the organization discovered when it surveyed airlines and travel agents nationwide.
Last month, the Public Interest Research Group set out to discover how easy it was to get the lowest available airfare on any given route. They telephoned 325 travel agents and airlines in 9 cities and asked for the cheapest fare they could get for 23 specific trips on a given day. What they found says a lot about the Byzantine fare structure most airlines use today. Janice Shields, the group's consumer director, says the quoted fares varied enormously depending on whom you asked.
For example, in Washington, D.C., we called up and we asked for the round-trip ticket for one person to Austin, Texas. We called up 10 travel agents and 5 airlines. We got 15 different fares ranging from a low of $194 to a high of $994.
Again, these were for the same routes at the same time on the same day. Although the surveyors asked for the lowest available fare, Shield says the prices always varied, sometimes by quite a lot. Shield says the difference between the highest and lowest quoted fares for a flight between Cleveland and Seattle, for instance, varied by more than $1,000. Travel agents don't dispute any of this. In fact, they say they have to contend with it every day. At International Tours, a large travel agency in New York City, agents have to navigate a labyrinth of restrictions and conditions to find the lowest fares for their customers. Jacqueline Wolfer is the agency's president.
There can be up to 175 fares for that same identical seat. So you can call travel agent A at 2:02 in the afternoon, and there's a rate available of $198. But if all the seats in that class of service are gone, when you make your next call with 10 minutes later, it could be a higher fare. Also, it could be the reverse. If you booked a flight at 1 o'clock today, and there was the only fare available was in C class, and then later on somebody canceled in a lower fare class, you can actually get a lower fare.
But Wolfer says travel agents aren't responsible for this. Instead, she blames the airlines, who are constantly changing fares to get more people on board planes. The practice is called yield management, and virtually every airline does it as a way of maximizing revenues. John McDonald is a spokesman for TWA.
What we're trying to do, just as you would at a produce stand where you're trying to get the most dollar out of fresh fruit, you're trying to do the same thing with airline tickets. Airline seats are a perishable commodity. And as you get closer to the departure time of that flight, the perishable date on that commodity gets closer and closer. If there's a lot of demand for the product, then you're going to have a higher price. If there's lower demand, then you're going to see more discounting.
What all this means is that even if you book your flight well in advance, stay over a Saturday night, and specifically ask for the lowest fare, there's still no guarantee you'll get it. Janice Shield says customers have to learn to be persistent when they make a plane reservation.
What we recommend to consumers is make sure you ask 2-3 times. Are you sure that's the cheapest fare?
People who do, she says, often find they get a lower price seat. Shields also says that customers are more likely to get the lowest fare from a travel agent than they are by going to the airline directly. Finally, she says there are a number of new internet sites that allow people to make their own plane reservations. Shields says they can be a good tool for finding out what fares are really available. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.